The land and its waterways have long been sacred to Indigenous people, and they know how to care for it well, considering the land used to be theirs. Well, now, some groups are recruiting Indigenous youth to restore and protect these areas. Emma Van De Nindy of the Mountain West News Bureau visits a pueblo in New Mexico to see how one crew is doing that.
Just cut loose branches, any low-hanging branches.
It's a hot, sunny morning in Jemez Pueblo. Alan Baca, a crew member from the Forest Stewards Youth Corps, is giving instructions for their project at a trailhead near a red rock formation.
Yeah. The site is going to be anywhere within the grounds. Don't worry about those ones outside the boundaries.
They start cutting and sawing. Branches overflow in their pickup truck bed. But Baca makes sure they take care of every tree.
Sam, if you want to head down to that tree right there, what? And just prune that one, and me and Mel are going to go around collecting.
Behind each branch is a lesson to these Indigenous youth about giving back.
It's not just for the benefit of me, it's for the benefit of the community and then our future as well, our future kids and our future governors.
The Youth Corps Summer Program is for 15 to 25-year-olds like Baca. Five crews across New Mexico are trained on natural resource careers, all while restoring the land. The Jemez Pueblo crew, which joined in 2020, is the only one on Indigenous land. For a little over 2 months, they work on a variety of projects, like thinning forests to slow wildfires or removing invasive trees by streams. One of their projects is by Jemez Springs. On the side of a cliff is an image of a woman wearing a shawl, which is spiritually important to the Jemez people. Baca says work like this is much more than cutting down trees.
We just have deep connections with our own lands as well. And taking care of your land just feels like you're just taking care of, you know, yourself as well.
There are other Indigenous conservation groups in the Mountain West, like Ancestral Lands Conservation Corps. Their crews work on habitat restoration projects on tribal lands in New Mexico, Arizona, and Wyoming. But Chaz Robles, the director of Ancestral Lands, says recruitment has been challenging. Along with factors like low pay, there's another barrier, trauma. Indigenous people used to inhabit and manage these lands, but the federal government forced them onto reservations. And that history hasn't always been acknowledged in natural resource jobs.
To totally ignore the Indigenous people who inhabited those lands, it's a huge injustice.
Still, conservation is interwoven into Indigenous teachings, and they know how to care for the land. A 2021 study showed that Indigenous managed lands accounted for protecting about 85% of the world's biodiversity. Robles says investment in youth training programs is critical.
So reconnecting those young folks to those places and spaces is a really powerful opportunity for those young folks to really find a passion for the outdoors and the lands and the waters that their ancestors inhabited.
And that passion is being pursued. 30 people from Jemez Pueblo have already gone through the Youth Corps programs. And of the 23 people who served on all of the crews this summer, 12 said they are pursuing or plan to pursue a career in natural resource management. Kyla Magdalena had a similar experience. She expected to go to work straight out of high school until she fell in love with tree plot planning.
It was kind of like a scavenger hunt because they would just give you like the map and the coordinates.
Now, she wants to study geographic information systems.
That really inspired me. So like, I plan to get my degree and come back to the community and help out with land.
That's paramount for people like John Galvan, the tribal forest manager for Jemez Pueblo. He says the work doesn't get done without the trainees' help. He gives them all the same advice.
Go out and explore the world. I will see what's out there and get your education, but do come back again to help our people, our community, our landscape.
Galvan hopes that more Indigenous people will take up conservation and use their knowledge of the land to help preserve it for years to come.
That's what it comes down. What are we leaving up for our future generations? So it's great to have these kids that are interested right now. Hopefully we can direct them to become foresters again, hydrologists or any geologists again.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Emma Van De Nindy.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage.
Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.